Welcome back to the Hip Hop Social Worker Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Scott, and it is the annual birthday episode. I do like the idea of kind of doing podcasts here and there. I wish I could do more, but it's got a lot of stuff going on right now, but I'll get into it with this episode. I'm going to turn 36 years old, you know, and I did this. I've been doing podcasts since 2018 for real. And I turned 34. When I turned 34, that was a big transition. Turning 35 was another transition. And 36 is a different transition. So, like, just it seems like the fall is a good time for me to kind of figure things out. So, if you see my Instagram live, you know, I spoke highly of the job I just left, working in an intensive outpatient program, and how that kind of was a, you know, an affirming experience, experience that I needed. Right now, I transitioned to school social work and getting ready to take this licensure exam. I'm really just trying to focus on being intentional about the work that I do now. You know, even though, as affirming as the intensive outpatient was, I felt like it was a job where you just show up, you do your groups, you do your case management, you get paid, and then you go home, right? You know, not really a lot of things outside of that realm. And I feel like in the hospital setting, you know, you got to really stick to the script, you know. So, but I feel like with the school social work job, I really want to do something that's going to kind of be more of my style, put my stamp on some things, kind of be more present in the building, be more present in, like, just, you know, committees, groups, just really trying to expand my horizon, you know, really trying to not just show up, get a check, and go home, right? Because I feel like in a school setting, there's so many dynamics that if you don't find something that, you know, that brings you to work, you're probably going to burn out quicker than you would think, right? So, and it's not, I feel like in a school, school's not designed for you to put your head down, come to work, get paid, and leave, because there's so many things going on. So I really want to be intentional where I spend my time, where I spend my energy, and things like that. You know, I want this job to really be fruitful. You know, I want to really make a good impact on the culture and the environment, the community, all those good things, right? You know, so, but turning 36, you know, 36 is really messing with me, just because I feel like I'm getting closer to 40, which I don't mind getting old, you know, but this pandemic, that doesn't seem like it wants to end. You know, I'm really just struggling with, you know, relationships, ideologies, energy, you know. So I'm really trying to really, pay more attention to where I spend my time, you know, pay more attention to what I give energy, pay more attention on who deserves my, you know, my presence. And I hate to sound like that, but, you know, one thing that I've kind of realized that, you know, I don't need a lot. You know, I just had another daughter, you know, which was a blessing. You know, crazy times trying to keep her healthy. My oldest daughter just started preschool. So, like, you know, that's messed with me because the pandemic is surging, you know. So I feel like I'm sending her into a, you know, to a kind of chaotic environment. You know, of course, the classrooms wearing masks. In my job, I work at a school too, so, you know, everybody's wearing masks. You know, I did get vaccinated, and that was a decision not for, like, my own. I really didn't want to, but I was like, I gotta do what I gotta do to kind of make sure that this thing ends soon, right? You know, I felt like it was my role in the community to keep people around me that I wanna that I want to be around safe, keep myself safe. And I feel like I work with people. I need to be protected at all costs, right? So, you know, and of course I still take vitamins and stuff like that. I still social distance, but anyway, but this year I realized, you know, just kind of being socially distanced from people and not really connecting and just seeing like all like this people beefing back and forth about not getting vaccinated and getting vaccinated and doing what I want to do, being, you know, kind of, you know, it's my freedom. I can do what I want. I feel like all that stuff that I've just witnessed, you know, people kind of leaning in on their ideologies and their freedoms, which is well and good. I realized that, you know, I just don't have to, I don't really have to entertain a lot of stuff anymore. You know, like if I feel like something's not really in the benefit of me and my family, my mental wealth, you know, my physical health, then I just don't need to entertain it, you know? And I feel like this pandemic has really shown me that, you know, things come and go, you know, things end, things can begin, but things gotta be in line for me, you know, for now, things gotta be in line, you know, like if it doesn't line up for what I'm trying to do, you know, cause you know, I'm looking at 40, you know, I really don't have a lot of time to be trying to create more stuff, you know, like I feel like what I want to give energy to, you know what I'm saying, needs to be something that, you know, that really is going to benefit me creatively. It's going to be good for, you know, like I'm just not trying to do things anymore. You know, I'm trying to do things to, you know, to really grow, you know, really trying to grow creatively, professionally, you know, personally, right? So like, just kind of shooting the shit and really, you know, beating the dead horse, you know, things like that. It's not really something I'm interested in anymore. And it took, you know, this pandemic to really see that, you know, I just got to be intentional with things. I got to really say how I feel. You know, I got to stop acting like I'm too, I got to stop acting like I'm too cool for school. Right. You know what I'm saying? If I want to do something and I want to enjoy it, if it's corny, hey, I got to just own it. Right. Like today, my wife took a picture of me, you know, sitting outside, you know, with my little sign saying that it was my first day of high school, of school, as a school social worker. Right. And, you know, I was going to say something, you know, I was going to put a caption like, yeah, you know, my wife made me do it. It was her idea. But it's like, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it was her idea, but it's like, I don't have to post this, right? And for me trying to play it down, like I didn't want this to happen. Like I got to stop doing that. You know what I'm saying? If I feel sad, I got to speak on it. If I feel happy, I got to speak on it. If I want to sit down and watch, you know, kind of a corny TV show, that's what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's not nothing, and it's not really anything to hide anymore. It's not nothing to kind of mask anymore, right? Like I feel like I'm just too old to really play any more games. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a mode now to where it's like, what you see is what you get. You know what I'm saying? You can take it, you can leave it, you know, it's all love. It's, you know, it's not anything, you know, nothing personal, but you know, people, we getting older, you know what I'm saying? And we got to make choices that, you know, that benefits our circles, you know, our families, you know what I'm saying, our people, you know, and it's not really, and it's, like I said, it's nothing personal, you know, and if you got to make those choices, you got to make those choices, right? So, but I just feel like, you know, this last year, you know, just kind of growing, just doing my things, you know, just trying to find out what I want to do, you know what I'm saying, for the rest of my life, you know, I just came to terms where it's like, you know, hey, if things work out, they work out. But if they don't, then that's just kind of is what it is, you know? And it takes, I feel like it takes a lot of emotional intelligence, you know, to kind of realize that that's okay. You know, like that you got to kind of be good with things being what they is, you know, it is what it is. Right. You know, so, you know, so yeah, it's just, 36, man, it's just wild. I chose to, you know, go sober. That was a choice that kind of came randomly. You know, I was just at home chilling. I had like a half a bottle of vodka left, and I was looking at it, and I was like, man, I was like, I don't really, like I just don't need to, I don't need to sit down and drink this, right? You know, I don't need to indulge in alcohol anymore, just because, you know, I didn't want to be the person that was getting like drunk in front of my family, you know, be like, you know, just drinking at, you know, drinking and kind of being sloppy, right? So I would drink at night, right? So I would drink from like 9 to 9:30, 9:45, and I'd be asleep by 10:30. It's like, well, is it really worth it to keep drinking like this, right? And I remember the last couple times that I got drunk, you know what I'm saying? I remember just I wasn't feeling it, you know, like, man, I woke up disoriented, you know what I'm saying? TV blasting, you know what I'm saying? Like half naked on my couch, you know, just kind of looking around, like not this kind of, you know, just super, just, man, yeah, just super, super drunk, you know what I'm saying? And then the time before that, I remember just kind of being loosey goosey, talking too much and just kind of being silly. I'm not really interested in that anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like that stuff is not, it doesn't seem appealing to me. Right. I've been getting drunk and smoking weed since I was 17 years old. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like, it's just time to kind of do something different. You know, it's not, you know, it is no knock to anybody else that continues to do those things, but you know, I've been lit more times and in more situations than it doesn't even matter. I'd have been drunk so many ways. I'd have been to so many parties. I didn't party till the sun came up. I didn't party, you know, I didn't party with, you know, with big name people. I didn't party with, you know what I'm saying? Like I didn't been to parties where it was super cracking. I didn't been to parties where it was super dry. I just been places. I was just tired of it, right? So I just chose to be sober, and it's been a good journey, you know what I'm saying? Because it was, you know, like I feel like I'm clear, you know what I'm saying? I'm not chasing anything, you know, I'm just chilling, you know? And I feel like I'm really learning myself again, you know what I'm saying? Like 36, you know, 35 really, cuz I ain't 36 yet. But 35 really was kind of just getting my life back, you know, my foundation back right. You know what I'm saying? Like when I was like, you know, when I was going from 34 to 35, I was really off my rocker. You know what I'm saying? Lost that job, trying to really put the pieces back together. 35, you know, was really a year of just kind of, you know, building it brick by brick, you know, and just fortunate, you know, to be able to, you know, look in my life now and say that, you know, I didn't make the right choices. You know what I'm saying? I didn't move strategically to be where I'm at right now. Everything is good. You know what I'm saying? I got a little bit of emergency funds. You know, I didn't have that a couple years ago. I was really struggling. Now, you know what I'm saying? I got a little bit of, you know, I got a little bit of equity. I got a little bit of, you know, I got a little bit of idea of what I want to do for a career. I just got to pass this damn exam, you know. But yeah, it's just really like, I just really see a future happening, you know, before I couldn't, right? You know, I started different creative things with my friends, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully that continues to go well. You know, I feel like me and the friends that I talk to daily, I feel like our relationship is getting stronger because, you know, I feel like we're being more honest with each other. You know what I'm saying? Like we're kind of able to, you know, just kind of say, hey, this is what's going on. Offer some support, you know, offer genuine love, you know what I'm saying? Really trying to lift each other up. You know, so, and that's just kind of where we at, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I really needed because, you know, like I said, I don't need relationships to where we're not trying to grow with each other. You know what I'm saying? We're too old to just be kind of shooting the shit and talking about the same stuff we talked about 10 years ago. It's like now, you know what I'm saying? We got to really put, you know, some meat behind our words, get our grind on, you know what I'm saying? Because we're looking at 40. You know what I'm saying? And we got to really, you know, if we want to do something, I want to make sure that I help you do it and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? I want you to hold me accountable. I want to hold you accountable. I want us to all hold each other accountable. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, with love and respect and, you know, if it's tough love sometimes and that's what it is, that's what it's got to be. You know what I'm saying? But it's all so we can get better and we can continue to, you know, have these relationships be plentiful, you know, and not like energy sucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like you know, we want to give to each other and not be taken from each other, right? So I feel like this last year, you know, it's just been good. And I feel like 36, you know, I'm a father of two now, you know, I feel like me and my wife relationship is pretty good, you know. Of course we have our ups and downs, but I think I'm just so, you know, and it's going to be 7 years married this year. So, you know, and I feel like we're just in a groove, and, you know, we just trying to stay COVID free for real. And, you know, I really didn't like the idea of schools opening back up, but I feel like, you know, I was really feeling like I was the only person sending my kid to school, but it looks like a lot of people sending their kids to school, and just know that we in it together. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be a struggle sometimes, but I hope everything goes well. I hope nobody that I, you know, deal with has to, you know, be in the emergency room for hours and hours or days in the hospital, or, you know, sick kids for weeks. I just hope we all stay healthy, we all stay solid, you know. And yeah, I'm gonna keep trying to grow creatively, right? You know, and yeah, and that's just, yeah. I mean, I really don't know what else to say. I feel like this year has been a blessing, you know, and even though it's been a pandemic, but you know, and a lot of people have lost their lives and lost loved ones, but, you know, I'm blessed to, you know, to still kind of be around. I'm blessed to still, you know, kind of have my circle. I'm blessed, you know, that, you know, that, you know, that my foundation is solid. You know, so yeah, it's been an emotional year, and I'm hoping for this, for, you know, for 36, I keep building on everything I'm trying to build on, you know what I'm saying? And that's really all I can hope for. You know, I hope that, you know, me and my people stay solid, you know. I hope that, you know, everybody is well, healthy, and just, you know, yeah, just, you know, keep your head level. You know, and yeah, so if you want to reach out to me, of course, you can always email me, right? You know, but I have different projects I'm working on. Me and my guy, Big Kurt, started a food vlog. So if you want to check out that, it's The Sweet Side of Portland. That's on YouTube. We on IG, Sweet Side PDX. You know, yeah, and just, you know, we're gonna keep trying to keep being creative, because I want to show people that I'm more than just a social worker, you know what I'm saying? Even though I know I built this platform through social work, and I know, you know, those things are well and good. You know, I do love to, you know, sit down and chop it up with people, you know, with people about, you know, biopsychosocials and all that stuff. But I also do like to, you know, I also like to do video photography. I like to talk about other things, right? So I want to expand on that side of my persona, right? So, yeah, 36, man. It's gonna be a journey, and a lot of things have changed, but, you know, it's for the good. So, y'all be easy, and peace.